Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are gold.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It is Sunday, the 25th day of November, 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones. And we have got an incredibly important transmission lined up for you yet again today on a host of issues across the board here. We're going to be getting into the cybersecurity directive that Obama signed a week and a half ago, which Congress, I was reading an article last night, has complained they're not allowed to see. How is it that Congress, that's co-equal to the executive and the judicial, how can the legislative, that's co-equal to the executive and the judicial, how can it not be privy to the president's secret order? See, Congress wouldn't give Obama what he wanted on cybersecurity. It hands control of the internet over to globalists, over the UN and others. And so it was really hitting me last night that he said he'd do an executive order to just do it, but still that executive order would be public. So he just said, I just signed another order, and by the way, it's secret. And whereas the internet's a double-edged sword, you can use it to reach incredible amounts of people, the system knows how to game it, just like a black box voting machine. Here's an example. 20-plus videos just disappeared off our YouTube channel. And I called and talked to the people involved with it. They didn't delete 20-plus videos, but it says deleted by user. And that's just an example of when you're on another platform where you think it's your website, you think it's your content, your ideas, your video, your art, but they can just disappear it whenever they want. One time they deleted, changed the channel. He was out of town visiting family, didn't even have his computer with him. He was at a picnic. I called his cell phone number. What was his name? Ken Webb, nice fella. About a year and a half ago, it only had like 7 million views on that particular video. Now it's like 12 million on that particular video. Plus, there's a bunch of different versions of it, but he uploads a lot of our documentaries. So I've had him on as a guest, so I found his number in my computer, called him up, and I said, Hey, Ken, I said, did you delete that? And he said, no, I'm at a barbecue with family. I said, well, it says you deleted it, deleted by a user. And by the way, when a user deletes it, you can't ever put it back up. We raised a stink, and Google admitted somebody hacked in and deleted it, so they reinstated it. Something they've said before and ever since is impossible. So I don't know what's going on. And we've got four or five big channels. We've got over 400-something million views. And YouTube's an important outreach. It's maybe 15% of our outreach. But it's a very wide, diverse audience. Our biggest audience is on terrestrial AM and FM radio. That reaches the lion's share of the 3 million a day. But it's mainly a conservative, libertarian type audience. And it's great to talk to the choir, but it's important to reach out places like YouTube. That's why it's important to buy the DVDs at InfoWarsStore.com. And have a library of them and also give them to people, because then you have a hard copy. Or if you're going to go watch the videos at PrisonPlanet.tv, our site, so we have a backup, or on YouTube, download them. Save them. You know, I've talked a lot about Web 2.0. That's why we started the magazine, because the globalists are moving to censor the web, so we call it Print 2.0, to have a hard copy of each month's key articles, 60 pages of it, in InfoWars magazine. But just an interesting little tidbit here at the start of the broadcast, that they can delete your videos, and then it says you did it. All right, We'll be right back. Stay with us. Big Show.
Sick of the global.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
With the weekday show, and then I come back live every single Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 to 7 Eastern. Now that is 2 to 5, or I guess that would be 2 to 4 in the Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain, but it's all academic. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday, the 25th day of November, 2012, and we have, again, just a ton of key information that we're going to be covering today. Coming up later in the hour, I just wanted to read a small stack of just the police state news today. Just the out-of-control government news today, where violent criminals are allowed to go free, but the general public is savagely abused by the system. Because the system sees you as the food Soylent Green is made out of people. They don't want to physically eat you, at least not yet. But the bureaucracy and the megacorporations that are anti-free market, monopolistic, that control us through government and shut down their competition through government, they extract your labor and your energy. And to control you, they distorted the educational process to where we have a dumbed-down, arrested development population that does not have any idea how this world even operates. Let me just give you a few of these headlines. First off, some good news, some sanity here. Piedmont officer is fired over public urination ticket. The three-year-old was seen running around the front yard and peed up against a tree. And I thought you weren't a red-blooded Southerner unless you peed in your backyard. But the point is the good neighbor called the police, of course. Can't pass up any reason to call the police. And the police came and knocked on the door, and they gave her a $2,500 ticket. And they'd like to, of course, make the child a sex offender if they could. But the police chief has fired the officer who ought to move to North Korea. Don't worry, though. The union will get him reinstated. This is all just for show. That's up in Oklahoma. Florida woman arrested on charge. She rode manatee. Manatees come up and want to swim with you. That's NBC. And they want to put her in jail for a couple of years for that. But don't worry. More heads were found this week on the Texas-Mexico border. And there's all sorts of incredible crime going on and stabbings and murders that aren't even investigated. But the person riding a manatee will get in a lot of trouble. New York City storm victims' homes looted over Thanksgiving. What is it, 3 weeks after the hurricane? And looting is ongoing. But, hey, don't worry. They are arresting people that try to truck in gas for their neighbors if it's in an improper container. So California man jailed for 4 days for recording police. That's in the local news there. It's also his photography is on a crime.com that chronicles this. And the guy's about 30 feet away, legally, lawfully videotaping. I saw a video this week where they arrested people, what was it, in Chicago, videotaping an illegal checkpoint. Just, you don't do that in the land of the free, home of the brave. Continuing, healthcare workers fired for failing to get flu shot vaccinations, even though it doubles your chances of getting the flu that year in major government studies and doesn't protect you and gives you brain damage. And over in the UK, they're now taking people's children who are members of the UK Independence Party, which is the third largest party in the country, extremely mainline, and simply wants the EU out of British politics and have sovereignty UK-wide. It's the fastest growing party, too. And they say that being against the euro is illegal and your children will be taken. That's the London Guardian. Continuing, it's authoritarianism is what it's called. Saudi husbands alerted by text if their wives leave the country. The GPS tracking that's in all cell phones globally under standardization that they use to track and trace us illegally here in the U.S. and in Europe and North America as well, in Australia, Canada. Well, there it's used. The government tracks the women for the husbands with it. So there you go. I mean, don't feel bad. They do it to all of us here. Laptops they issue, the free laptops that taxpayers pay for, from California to Pennsylvania. They watch you at home, and the government's now announced that. And you must wear RFID trackers around your necks in San Antonio, or you're expelled. That's been now national news. Here's some of the other police state news I thought I'd get at here for you, but then I'll get into more detail on those. United Nations wants to use drones, Weekly Standard. I mean, everybody's getting the new drones, and the global government wants some drones as well. And so the French news agency is also reporting that. And the UN runs giant mass murder operations all over the world. I was talking to a young lady this weekend, and she was telling me her dream to be a high commissioner in the UN to save people. And I said, do you know about who founded the UN? Do you know about the Rockefellers? Do you know about eugenics? Do you know the UN runs murdering operations and white slavery, sex kidnapping worldwide? And she just didn't want to hear about it because, you know what, the television said the UN were great people, so they must be. Shipping containers have become condos in Detroit. It's being reported on by ABC News. That's where the folks are moving in there. We paid $20-plus billion to move General Motors to China. Shipping containers, but hey, don't feel bad. In New York and in San Francisco, this is out of CBS News, San Francisco's supervisors approved 220-foot square foot apartments. That's smaller than most jail cells. That includes the bathrooms, the bathroom and the kitchen and the closet. And there's barely room to lay down in it. And it's a 10-to-1 vote. And they say it's for the earth to cut our carbon footprint. And, of course, what this is really about is, see, they can raise the taxes. They're talking about making you in San Francisco pay $10,000 a year if you own a 220-foot prison cell. And see, that's the model. They're going to raise property taxes on everyone until you cannot live anything but this. But then the globalists, they're all exempt from the taxes. Did you know in the EU bureaucrats who are unelected, who actually run the EU, and make 81% of UK laws now, even though the UK isn't officially part of it. Did you know they're exempt from the EU-wide VAT? You don't believe me, just type in EU bureaucrats exempt from their own taxes. In fact, guys, if you type that in, we'll show people a headline. We're also streaming video at prisonplanet.tv. We like to have a video record of that. And by the way, if you want to have a video record of this show, you can go to prisonplanet.tv. A membership is 59 cents a week? What is it? 10 memberships for $5.95 a month, whatever that comes down to. You create a username, passcode, just pays for the band. Yeah, 59 cents. You get 10 memberships. How much is that a month? If folks do the math out there, 10 memberships for $5.95 a month, So you just buy one membership for $5.95, the same username and passcode. You can share with 10 people so they can be simultaneously logged in and read my book, Paul Watson's book, see all 25 of my films, dozens of other films, the nightly news, and the live stream 6 days a week of the TV show. The point is, we have that there as an archive of all the footage and material of 17 years. The site's been up for close to 10. And it just gets better and better all the time, and it does finance a lot of what we're doing here to have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. My point is, the reason I say that is we also then a day or so later post this stuff to YouTube for everybody. Those that are supporters at PrisonPlanet.tv kind of pay it forward and help get the word out. But YouTube just deleted 20-plus of the last week's videos. We didn't do it. They just deleted them. And they say we deleted it. So, I mean, you know, you just can't trust the new Web 2.0 system is where you're on their platforms and they control what you do. And the New American Magazine reported, as well as the Associated Press last week, the UN is set to be given control of the Internet and domain registry as well as the DNS server numbers. And Obama has signed a secret order that Congress isn't even allowed to see taking over the Internet with the Internet kill switch.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,726.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,769.50, $884.75 for a half ounce, or $442.37 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,769.50, $884.75, and $442.37.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, if you are a new listener and you're tuning in for the first time and you hear some things that sound crazy, we are not joking. When I am engaged in satire, which I do occasionally, I will tell you up front and at the end of it that it's satire. This is not satire. I do agree with you, though, it's crazy. But I get called crazy a lot because I'm covering insane things. Hitler did a lot of really crazy stuff. Doesn't mean you're crazy if you wrote about what Hitler did. Though I've read some books on Hitler that read like a horror novel. Same thing on a book I read about Caligula. I read several books about Roman emperors and, marrying their horses, ordering people murdered for no reason, dressing up like vampires at night and going out and murdering people. It's crazy, but we're not crazy for being informed. And a lot of kind of the yuppie class out there, they believe it's a sacrament of goodliness to be ignorant, to be foolish, and to be easily bamboozled. But when I get up here and explain that a world government is being formed, a private corporate world government, that the globalist crime syndicate bosses, this worldwide mafia themselves, calls a new world order, that is not my opinion, that is not my view, that is a certified public fact. There are hundreds of videos online with heads of state of every major country calling for a private corporate global government. And you know, we made the film. I produced the film a few years ago that's on DVD that's excellent, called Invisible Empire that Jason Burmes directed. It's got to have over 100 clips in it with different world leaders calling for global government. And it is an unelected global government. You know, I have so many, quote, liberals come up to me and say, well, hey, you know, didn't we go from hunter-gatherers to agrarian farmers to small civilization city-states to regions to countries to empires, and now it's time for Star Trek, one world government? Well, this is a one-world government run by very nasty social engineers who think the general public are a bunch of dumb animals and have engineered things so that that is a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so I find that so many people that sign on to the New World Order, they kind of are make-believing that they're part of the system. And that, well, yes, we are carrying out eugenics. Well, yes, they are putting things in the water. You know, there are too many people, Alex. And I'm like, but they're doing it to you, too. So what it is a bunch of idiots who kind of follow along with the globalist juggernaut overrunning society, and they kind of run in front of it like they're part of it, even though it's going to suck them in as well. But here is the Daily Express, it's also in the Sunday Express newspaper. Eurocrats told, keep dodging taxes. European Union court rules they do not have to pay any income taxes. I mean, there it is. Everybody else has to pay it and has to pay VAT. They are exempt because they're dictators. And who got the countries of Europe to sign on back in 1967? They had a meeting every 10 years, 47, 57, 67. You can debate when the euro got really set up. Or you can fast forward to 97, every 10 years they met. 47, 57, 67, 77, 87, 97. And then they had the, what was it, the 60th anniversary of the euro in 2000. So you can see where they think it began. if they had the 60th anniversary in 2007, well, then you know when they believe the euro began. But the general public's told it began in 2000. But it started by getting the countries, oh, we're just signing on to an economic deal. We're just signing on to a trade pact, kind of like NAFTA again. And then the public's like, well, let us see us. Well, it's a secret order. Kind of like Bush's order creating the North American Union with Vicente Fox and of Mexico. And also the Canadian Prime Minister was part of that at Waco, Texas in 2005. That order is still secret, though parts of it have been released under four-year lawsuits by Judicial Watch, of all people, of all groups. And right there, we are under a North American Union, and it's already signed a deal with the European Union, and we're already under a global government right now. And that's what's so frustrating, is that we're so far down this thing, and we've already lost so much sovereignty that Obama, this year, in two different speeches, and then in three different congressional hearings, the Joint Chiefs and the Chairman told Congress, we played the clips here at nauseam, you can type in, Congress told NATO and UN over military. The President said, not only is Congress not over war now, even though over the purse and the power to declare war and everything, and over taxes, it's right there in the Constitution. First they say the states don't count or exist, and then now the Congress doesn't exist, and they told our military, and they tell the officer corps this, and they tell the Congress, they say, hey, the President's over the military, and he gets his authority, not as a dictator, that'd be bad enough, but from the UN. And then I read Newsweek, Time Magazine, Financial Times of London, The Economist Magazine. I read these quotes here. We wrote the article 3 months ago now. First big cover story in the InfoWars magazine when the physical magazine started coming out 3 months ago. Bankers declare they've conquered the U.S. and Europe. Economic takeover. And in that huge 12-page article, I don't know, it's got to have 100 bibliography links, and it's online too, free online, and video clips of them saying they've conquered us, they're going to shut off the economy, make us all poor, bankrupt us, and socialize us, and then they're going to carry out open eugenics on us, one-child families, forced abortions, infanticide of the young up to age three, getting rid of old people, euthanasia, which they've made so fashionable, forced government euthanasia. And I sit here realizing the general public doesn't even know what these words are when I sit up here and talk to them. You know, people think it's like, people think intellectualism, even fake intellectualism, is only for maybe 1% of the population. You know, maybe 1% would watch Firing Line like I would watch when I was a kid, and even I knew that was affected and fake. A guy with a fake Atlantic accent up there with his feet kicked up going, let me talk to you. Now, let's see here. Let's ask this question now. Yes. Ah, good. Isn't that really what it's all about? And then people sit around watching that, thinking they're intellectuals, and even that isn't even real. It's a sub-basement of fake debate within a limited paradigm structure. And I realize I'm sitting here with the textbooks and the documents like EcoScience right over there on the shelf, where the White House science czar says they're putting poison in our water to reduce our fertility and reduce our lifespans, and it's all happening, and people don't even know what reduced fertility or lifespan means. Or if they do, they're in such a catatonic, dreamlike state, they don't even understand they're under mortal assault. Brutal, concerted, scientific attack. I mean, we're being overrun, taken over. Civilization has officially collapsed. The family is gone. The general public are dumb animals.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of about 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, and some people would tune into a broadcast like this and say, oh, this guy's negative. Really, it's negative when there's a scientific, technocratic elite writing hundreds of books and white papers publicly describing, going back 80 years ago, right through to today, exactly what they're doing to us and talking about us like we don't even hear them or see what they're saying or doing in plain view. You know, I personally take that very, very personally. I, as a man, try to then learn more about these enemies. I try to learn what they stand for, what they believe in, what their goals are, and how that's going to affect myself and my family. Because I've noticed with the general public, there's a fake sentimentality. They like the appearance of caring about their children. They like the appearance of caring about their society. They like the appearance of being involved in their community or being informed, but they are a mile wide and a millimeter deep. There is nothing real there. They're not alive. They're not real people. They have no depth. They have no depth. Now, there are a lot of people that do have depth. And there are a lot of good men and women of every race, color, and creed across this globe. But I'll tell you this. If you don't fight for liberty and freedom, and if you don't fight for dignity, and if you don't fight to be treated with respect, then you are a barbarian. You don't want civilization. And I'll tell you, civilization as we know it is already gone. We live in a facade, an artificial environment, bombarding everyone with incredibly negative anti-family pro-death. I've got a stack of articles here about new sitcoms in North America and in the UK. New BBC where it's people committing suicide and how cool it is. Other shows where it's bad to have a mommy and a daddy. See, it's not just okay to have two daddies or two mommies. No, no, no. It's bad to have a daddy and a mommy. You see. I was in Whole Foods yesterday because my wife asked me to go to the grocery store for her, and I don't go very often. There's a Whole Foods closer to our house because I live out in the country. Believe it or not, there's a satellite Whole Foods sticking out towards the edge of town. And I drove over to it, and I was buying a bunch of vegetables mainly, because that's what my wife had on the list. And a guy walks over, and he says, "Oh, you're making some very healthy choices." And I looked at the guy and thought, does this guy know who I am? And I said, "Hi, how you doing?" He goes, "Hi." Didn't know who I was. Walked onto the store, ran into a few listeners. And then another woman walks over and says, "Oh, you've made very healthy choices." And I thought, okay, this is on purpose. And then I rounded the area over where they got the yogurt and all the rest of it. And there was a big hand-drawn sign, or meant to look hand-drawn, over the cold cabinets. And it said, "My name's blah, blah," and I should have taken a photo of it, but I'm going to go back in there and do a report on it. And he said, "The reason I like working here 16 years is I get to influence what people eat." It wasn't, "I get to work somewhere where we promote healthy food." He goes, "I get to influence what people eat." And so I guess this is some new rollout where they don't just peck at you, you shouldn't get plastic, and then get rid of plastic entirely, about social engineering. It's all about being fully immersed, and America is a giant re-education camp. And that's what it is. Public schools are total systems to turn you against your parents, dumb you down, teach you to be herd-driven. And I've had the former head of the Department of Education and Policy on many times, Charlotte Littlefield, Charlotte Iserby, just an amazing lady, and her dad was Skull and Bones, the rest of it. And she's the lady that leaked to Anthony Sutton into Congress all that info in the 70s. But the point is, she's got all the documents where it was all planned. This is a planned, deliberate dumbing down. We sell the book, Deliberate Dumbing Down, if anybody still reads, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the size of a little phone book, breaking all that down. This has been done by design, and people should be upset about going into bondage. They should be upset about social engineering. They should be upset about classical authoritarianism. They should be upset when the White House First Lady is, quote, setting standards on what kids eat. And from Colorado to Illinois, there are mainstream news articles. You can pull them up where the parents aren't allowed to pack the lunch. The school decides. This is the type of stuff we're dealing with. And Bloomberg comes out and says, "Hey, I'm going to tell you what to eat. I'm going to tell you what to do. And by the way, I'm going to sue gun manufacturers so we bankrupt self-defense." I mean, these are ravenous control freaks. And what do you do when you don't want petty status because you're not a troop of baboons where the dominant one gets the highest in the tree, or a flock of cockatoos you know, in Australia, where the dominant one gets in the top of the tree and chirps and sings proudly, or iguanas, where the dominant iguana, you know, gets up on the highest branch of the tree. I mean, I'm not thrilled and excited by that. That doesn't make me happy. And running other people's lives and having power over people doesn't make me happy. Inventing things, creating things, being private. I mean, I'm on a search for normal, good people that aren't users and mentally ill. I'm on a search for people that could be my friend. I'm on a search for any decent people that aren't backstabbing, stupid nothings. You know, and I never had a high view of myself. I just began to realize, you know, this species is a stinking joke. The elite are a group of knuckle-dragging, cancerous control freaks who are just psychopaths, who've created a sadistic psychopath, who've created a cosmology to carry out their control freak dreams and lust and things upon the population so they can have the most beautiful and creative and, you know, kneel down to them because they control the symbol of energy, money, through fractional reserve derivatives fraud. They control everything because they literally have a magic hat through fraud because they control the media. They bought off in the last 100 years to tell everybody that they're actually running everything and are good people. So you've got a degenerate, hunchback, literally elite, uglier than the day is long, spiritually and physically, who hate everyone that are pure or beautiful. And then you've got, they've turned the general public into mutated, ugly slobs, and I mean spiritual slobs. Just, I mean, you look at men today, and I mean, they are just incredibly shallow, nothing weaklings. And they want to argue with you about sports. And when you don't know about sports, they'll laugh and go, oh, you don't know. Like, you're not, yeah, man, I'm not cool. Yeah, right. I know about the economy and quantum mechanics and engineering and societal development and sociology and anthropology because it's addicting to know how the world really works. Except careful how much knowledge you get because then you come to grips with the fact that the humanity is rotting. Absolutely rotting. And the only way to save my family is to go out and engage the rotting carcass and try to reanimate it against the globalists, because the globalists are engineering a world government, shutting off the resources while posing as the savior. They need to shut the resources off, and so there's a lesser and less resources, so you'll sell out for nothing so they can give you chicken feed for your birthright of liberty. And so they can forge you into little armies of waddling, effeminate nothings, these men, who openly tell you they have power through the Borg Hive Collective, who are proud of it, who are proud of their pathetic weakness. They are proud of how destroyed they are. They are proud of how spiritually dead they are. These churches, these Rockefeller World Council of Churches, literal government propaganda whorehouses. The people, they love, most people love their kids dying of cancer nowadays because they get attention from their neighbors. They don't want to know why their kids are dying of cancer because they injected them in the vaccines with it. They're murdering you. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, It may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Careful that you not stare into the abyss too long, lest you become the abyss. Was it Nietzsche said that? Of course, he also said that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. You know, I study this. I'm not going to exaggerate. Not as much as I used to. 15 hours a day. There's been times in my life where I've studied 18 hours a day on the New World Order. And that's why it's so frustrating. I study what the globalists write and say because they operate like you don't even know they exist. The general public, you go out and say, hey, have you heard about the world government? They'll say, oh, that's what kooks talk about, even though it's now admitted we're going under a private corporate world government. And they think you care what they think about you. And it's not that that affects you that they don't care in the way they think. It affects you that you realize they're helpless, and it's very upsetting. And I liken it to, you know, telling somebody, hey, you know, don't get in the car with that guy. And then the woman gets found 2 days later dead in a field. I mean, it's, you don't feel good about the fact you were right about it. You don't feel good about that. It's a very frustrating to be absolutely on target about where the world's going, and to know so few even know it. So few are even aware. It is just so frustrating that the globalists openly announce what they're doing to us, how they're socially engineering us, how they're taking over our lives and how they're doing it towards a bad aim. But they have this general PR cover story that all these incredibly satisfied trendies who call themselves liberals buy into, who just walk around with a satisfied look on their face and who just will not face reality. You know, at least conservatives think freedom and private property is a good thing. Sure, they buy into mainline Republican leaders that will absolutely sell them out, and they're conned to a great extent, but at least they have some of the basic facts. I mean, I look at these articles I have here. We're going to take calls in the second hour and get into a bunch of other news, and it makes my head spin. I mean, look at this NBC World News headline. Kids removed from UK couple over support for independence from Europe. And they took their children and gave them to foster care because they were politically active in the UK Independence Party. Now, if they were active in a white supremacist group, you shouldn't take their kids. But UKIP, our frequent guest here, they are the third largest party in England. In the UK, the fastest growing, gaining all these seats in the European Union Parliament that's rubber stamped. The bureaucrats run it, but at least they're in it. Nigel Farage, just incredible speaker. It's about getting sovereignty back. It's about cutting taxes. It's basically a mild libertarian group. They're not even libertarian. They're so mainline conservative. Folks, they're taking their kids. They're arresting them. Lord Monckton's one of the founders of it. You've heard him here on the show, Lord Christopher Monckton. In fact, I want to get him on this week about this, or Nigel Farage, member of the UK India Independence Party. And you can go watch NBC News is covering this, going, should your children be taken if you're conservative? And see, it's not just a standalone case. I happen to know about this in Europe and now starting in Canada, and they're starting in here. They're arresting preachers that read out of the Bible criticizing homosexuality. This is authoritarianism, ladies and gentlemen. And again, they're not even being authoritarian because they want to be sweet to downtrodden groups. That's a cover. This is a cold-blooded program. Do you ever hear the gay and lesbian groups criticizing the fact that it's been declassified, that HIV, this came out in Congress, look it up. You can debate whether it was manufactured or not, but the point is, in the late 70s, it was put in hepatitis shots in San Francisco, New York, London, and Paris, and given to gay men because they were having hundreds of partners a month at that time to spread it. They used them to spread HIV. It's all just a cover, ladies and gentlemen. When you come to grips with the full magnitude of what we're facing, people ask, why am I still alive? Why am I still in the air? They think you're so lost. They think you're so pathetic. They think you're in such a trance that so what if Alex Jones goes on the air and tells you about it? Ron Paul gave his 49-minute speech a week and a half ago. We heard some of it last Sunday. And he said, we're going under world government run by private banks who pay no taxes. You can go read the transcripts online or just type in Ron Paul's farewell address. It's got millions of views online. On C-SPAN, John Bounds doing a project. We're putting documents, articles, news clips to everything he says. We're going to be airing it. You should be ready, what, John, by the end of this week? I know you've been pulling, you've been pulling double duty, but I want to, yeah, that's great. So Wednesday or Thursday. But take your time on this, though. The point is that all of this is going on, and he says it is a group of organized, premeditated, these are quotes, authoritarian psychopaths. That's right. And he is a real scholar. He's done the research, so have I. And, man, that's what's so chilling about this is when you realize what this planet really is and what we're really in the middle of and the facades and the stores and all of it is just window dressing, folks, for groups that are spiking the food, the water, the air, everything. And our DNA is changing. I was listening yesterday to 590 AM driving in the car, and they had some doctors on, different group of doctors going, yeah, about hormone replacement for women. It's interesting shows on the weekend, almost better than the weekdays. The point is I tune in to different shows, Kenny Rohmeyer, you name it. But I was tuning in to local, for local people listening on our local affiliate. I listened to about 30 minutes. Like, I got home, and I was still listening in the car after, you know, sitting there for 10 minutes with my kids wanting to finish it. And the doctors were going, yeah, we used to do hormone replacement with progesterone and stuff, you know, for older women, but now it's young women's hair is falling out and thyroid problems, and we're seeing increases in cancer and stuff. So on and on and on. Well, yeah, of course you are. Again, go look at the real numbers. I mean, if you don't take this stuff serious, if you don't understand what's going on, folks, you better find out real fast. If you don't know what eugenics is in the name of whatever God you pray to, or if you don't, you pray to yourself, you know, you're a materialist, well, then I can't help you. All I can say is, man, this is so heavy, it's above my pay grade. And I'll tell you right now, I feel like a pile of garbage because I know how hardcore this information is, and I can't come up with words. I can't come up with the energy. I can't come up with the oratory flourishes strong enough to properly convey to you the magnitude of what we face. And a lot of people say, well, Alex, that's fear-mongering. You're trying to scare people? No, I think you're like I am. If a guy's coming to rob my house at night and I see somebody walking around out by my cars, I don't want to hide under the bed and wish somebody wasn't trying to break in my cars or break in my house. I'm not happy about it, but I'm going to go to the instant access safe and I'm going to pull out my shotgun. And I'm going to reach in and grab my holster and clip it on with two handguns. And I'm going to open the door and I'm going to tell you, put your hands up. And if you don't, I'm going to kill you. Not because I live in fear, I live in power. I mean, I'm a throwback. I'm an old-fashioned guy. I'm looking for trouble. But you know what? When you start something with me, I'm not afraid. I'm instinctive. And you know what? I've learned all this information, and I would think you'd want to know this. I think you'd want to know foreign banks conquered us and are bragging about it in literally hundreds of publications a month. I think you'd want to know. There's probably 100 books back there on our bookshelf for the globalists brag they're poisoning our food and water and call us dumb animals. I think you'd want to know there's hundreds of textbooks published. They teach it right here at the University of Texas for the social workers that the family's a disease that has to be gotten rid of. I thought you'd want to know. I thought you'd want to stand up for yourself. I thought you'd want to live. But you know what? A lot of you don't. A lot of you don't. You're going to sign your wife, your children, everything over to evil, and you're just going to go watch another football game and act manly and strut around and try to sound mainstream. Okay. But let me tell you, the facade is about to disappear, and things are going to get worse and worse very, very quickly. Know that and understand that. Coming up, we got a key Ron Paul clip backing my call for secession against the globalists. Not the secession the globalists told you about, but the real secession. Your phone calls and a lot more. I'll give the number out and a ton of news on the economy and the military and so much more. Second hour coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name